This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. COVID-19 cases have more than tripled since the beginning of September among American Indians across Wisconsin, as the state has witnessed a surge in cases. Danielle Kading has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has reported more than 2,800 cases of the virus among Native Americans. That's up from just under 800 cases in early September. The surge in cases means deaths are occurring in tribal communities that could have been prevented. That's according to German Gonzalez, director of the Great Lakes Intertribal Epidemiology Center.
It seems that every single effort that our tribal communities are doing, it seems to be challenged by the overwhelming amount of cases surrounding our communities.
Dr. Lyle Ignace with the Gerald L. Ignace Indian Health Center in Milwaukee says the increase is linked to growing cases statewide. Some of the highest rates of the virus are in areas like Brown, Menominee, and Shawnee counties.
Stockbridge, Menominee, Oneida, Secaucus, Forest County, those tribes reside in the counties in the Fox Valley in the northeast region of the state.
Some tribes passed stay-at-home orders or new restrictions as cases of the virus surged this fall. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
In Oregon, Indigenous youth will soon have better college preparation and access under a three-year grant-funded initiative. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, two colleges and a tribe are involved.
The $289,000 grant will help Oregon State University and Southwestern Oregon Community College develop programs for pre-college students. The Confederated Tribes of Coos, Lower Umpqua, and Siuslaw Indians are partners. Its Director of Education, Joshua Davies, says Native perspectives will benefit these institutions.
It'd be nice if other Oregon universities and colleges partake in something like this, to where more people will be able to understand what it takes to be a steward of the land.
Meanwhile, Jeff Sherman, OSU's principal investigator on the USDA grant, says this initiative will open up more pathways to college for Indigenous people.
We're going to be providing funds for scholarships, transition support, mentoring, and internship opportunities.
OSU's fall 2019 enrollment shows only 0.5% of students identified as Native, well below the state's percentage of nearly 2%. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
A labeling mistake has led the FDA to recall more than 2 tons of packaged halibut fillets produced by a subsidiary of Sea Alaska, the Juneau-based Alaska Native Regional Corporation. The breaded fillets, advertised as gluten-free, contain wheaten milk but do not reveal the presence of potential allergens. The fillets were sold in Trader Joe's stores in 19 states, supplied and packaged by Orca Bay Foods. The Seattle-based processor is owned by Sea Alaska. Orca Bay is reviewing the root cause of the incident. The Mescalero Apache tribe is preparing for a weekend lockdown due to COVID-19. Leaders of the New Mexico tribe are urging residents to stay home and avoid any type of gatherings to try and slow the spread of the virus, especially as celebrations and holidays near. Here's President Gabe Aguilar in a recent video message to the community.
There's not going to be any Halloween this year in Mescalero because of the numbers. We're going to have to look at everything that goes with mass gatherings and everything that brings people together. We're going to have to be safe. Please bear with us because all of these holidays are going to be different this year. Not just Halloween, but Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because of this virus, everything's going to change. We are going to have to adapt.
The tribe handed out pumpkins and will be handing out candy before the lockdown. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native Teaching Aids collaborates with tribes to create games and apps which focus on language, culture, and history. Native Teaching Aids can create fun, engaging materials for your community. Further information and online store at nativeteachingaids.com, who support this show.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.